The reeds get blown around wherever the wind wants. They don't get any say in what happens to them. That's just like me right now.
Do you wish you could change the things that are happening in your life right now? Do you feel like you're getting blown around? Well, if so, maybe today's story will help. It's called Bent, Not Broken. Here are some good verses to go with the story from Romans 8, starting at verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Our story, Bent, Not Broken. The wind blew through George's hair as she and her uncle paddled their canoe along the reeds that filled the marshes near her new home. She didn't feel like paddling. Her mom and dad had died in a car accident 4 months before, and now she and her little brother were living far from home with Uncle Steve. The bayou, as Uncle Steve called it, looked like a swamp, nothing like George's home in Michigan. Georgia watched the marsh reeds bend under the force of the strong wind and muttered, "I know how you feel." What did you say, Georgia? Asked Uncle Steve, who had been doing more than his fair share of paddling for the last half mile. Oh, nothing. I was just thinking how those reeds and I have a lot in common, Georgia sighed. How so? Asked Uncle Steve. Well, they get blown around wherever the wind wants. They don't get any say in what happens to them. She sighed again. Just like me. You know, Georgia, I think you're right. You do have a lot in common with these reeds, but not in the way you think. Look a little closer, urged Uncle Steve, as he paddled them over to the reeds. What do you notice? He asked. Georgia studied the cluster of reeds. It was true that the wind blew them around, sometimes switching directions abruptly. But no matter how hard the wind blew, the reeds just bent over and popped back up. They aren't breaking, observed Georgia. As soon as the wind stops, they straighten back up again. But that's not like me at all. I feel like I'll never pop back up. Uncle Steve stopped paddling, and Georgia turned to look at him. He said, there's a verse in Isaiah that says, a bruised reed he will not break. Georgia, no matter how much the hardships of this life may bend you, you can hang on to the promise that God will never let you break. Someday you will pop back up, just like these reeds. Well, how about you? Are you going through a hard time right now? Do you feel like a reed getting bent over? Remember God's promise to you, He will not let you break because of His great love for you. Put your trust and faith in Him, and He will save you no matter how hard the winds may blow. Isaiah 42:3, a bruised reed He will not break. He will bring forth justice for truth. And our key thought, God won't let you break. Another great verse to keep in mind when you're going through a difficult time, 2 Corinthians 12:9. And God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Bye now. Thanks for listening.